Okay. I don't know where this goes, but could be a POL or just Priya or whatever. Talking to sons, whatever. The old father there, yeah, he's talking to his sons, and about the society there out on the countryside called Almec's Gord. And how it used to be so immature when he was around, but it has matured more since then. How it is now more, or in fact it is, a village and should run, function just like a Swedish little village. But in the pioneer days when he was involved, not so much there, but at least staying there now and then, and in fact sitting in the Scandinavian council board that included the leaders of all those projects. And he remembers back how, and that's what he's talking with his boys about, something strange developed, which it sometimes and more often than not does in social groupings like that, namely a kind of criticizing attitude where, rather than, you know, supporting each other as friends and encouraging and helping, one tended to look down upon each other and find faults with each other, which probably stemmed from the fact that here they were confronted with, you could say, teachings and a culture and a lifestyle that was for them a challenge to live up to. And then those who did live up to it, or at least appeared to do that, they got glorified and worshipped and it all was kind of out of proportion, which also, I guess, this speaks here that is a common groupthink phenomenon. When you have high ideals that all of you find difficult to live up to, you kind of look at each other and you know, like they did in the communist countries, they were neighbors, you know, spying on each other, looking at each other, you know, is he up to it, is she up to it, otherwise they go to the government officials, you know, he's a traitor, it's not good enough. So that can develop And we used to joke about it, calling it the communist. So they're talking about them. Yes, it's a village, and how is a village managed? Well, it's not very much managed. It's individual families living in houses. Gathered together, and you know, they have little, maybe village council meetings wherever they are. Everyone is invited, and they can discuss, we'll do this or that, and we have this problem, how to solve it, and some complaints can be dealt with, and maybe there are fights between people, and we'll deal with that, and the old wise ones sit there and try to give their advice, and so on. But it's not that they are all ruled by a leader that they have to follow and give everything to and get what they need, which it used to be.